Family separation can be extremely traumatic, especially for children. At Camp Tabalong, Wisconsin, brothers and sisters who have been separated by the foster care system have an opportunity to spend time together once again. WPR's Alana Watson introduces us to a pair of sisters who stayed at the week-long camp in Plymouth.
Siblings in the foster care system are separated for different and painful reasons. While each situation is unique, the feeling of being taken from their home and their siblings is something these campers have in common.
We always leave going away from this knowing that you're not the only one going through something like this. You're not the only one hurting. You're not the only one that can't talk about it with people. But you can talk about it with these people because they've been through the same thing.
That's 17-year-old Priscilla. Her 16-year-old sister Raya is sitting next to her. The two sisters live apart. We're not using their last name to protect their privacy.
We were taken out of the home. I was 7 and she was 5.
6. Going five. To be 6.
Yeah, so 5.
They have 5 other siblings. Some of them have been coming to Camp Tabalong for 4 years, but a few haven't had the opportunity. I talked to them in the camp's mess hall. Priscilla hit the table while telling her story.
It was very confusing. Like, random people came to our door and they're like, get your stuff, we're leaving. I was like, I don't know you. Like, why, what? What's going on? And we were all separated and it was really hard because I didn't know where they were.
They were separated shortly after their youngest brother, Jack, was born.
He was born addicted to cocaine.
The majority of Priscilla's and Raya's siblings have been adopted and live in different homes, except their little brother. He was just given back to their birth mother.
And it was very confusing as to why, because she had 6 other kids that were all terminated rights, even though she was ready for it, which I didn't think she was. Like, when you have so many kids that you can't take care of, then what makes them think that you're going to be able to take care of this one kid?
Honestly, though, I felt like it was a little bit harder for me since I did live with him.
Oh, yeah.
And I, through those 4 years, I really created a really big bond with him. And, like, we do, like, everything together with Jack. And he was, like, my little buddy. It hurt to find that our mother was once again, like, interfering in our life and what we needed with our siblings. And it was really hard to get over. And not completely over it.
Unfortunately, that's not the only sibling they're separated from. Priscilla and Raya also don't see one of their sisters. They believe her adoptive parents have cut ties.
I've heard so many things like that she cut us off and that like she doesn't want us to talk to her, and it just hurts because we didn't do anything to them.
The teenage sisters are still trying to understand and accept their family history and their relationship with their mother.
I won't ever, ever, ever forgive her for what like she did to like our family and stuff. Like, I feel like when you have kids, you have a responsibility and you have to be big enough to choose the right thing for you and the children you have. And if you couldn't take taking care of them, you have to give them away. Like, you have to do what's right for your kid and you can't be selfish.
Just say like, I can't really forgive you because you took the one hope in like our family away from us.
No.
Honestly, like, she just like ruined the last how many years of my life.
I wouldn't even say that. I would love her still. Like, she's not my mom. She's not the person that raised me to be a good person. She's not the person that helps me do right from wrong or learn things. That's what a mom is. It's not who gave birth to you. It's the person that guides you through your life and is there for you, and she wasn't there.
WPR's Alana Watson brought us that story of two sisters who go to Camp Tabalong, Wisconsin, a camp that reunites siblings separated by the foster care system. Wisconsin Life is a co-production of Wisconsin Public Radio and Wisconsin Public Television in partnership with the Wisconsin Humanities Council. Additional support comes from Lowell and Mary Peterson of Appleton. Find more Wisconsin Life at wisconsinlife.org and on Facebook. I'm Maureen McCollum.